going on, refs? It's your boy J Omega. That's at J A Y O M E G A, the letter S, the letter O, on every social media network.
What a guan, my youth. It's your boy Cyan. So,
okay. Cyan had a little too much Henny already.
No, the Henny is on deck. We haven't done this shit in a while, man. Well, you kind of had a drink last week, but Jay and I both had some fucked up weeks. So on our way up, I was just like, yo, Jay, I'm stopping for Henny, my nigga. Like, needed.
And I was completely with him.
It's definitely needed, man. But what's up, everybody? Hope y'all had a good week. Hope y'all had a better week than us. Yes, I heard that stumble. Okay, no, the Henny is real. Okay, is real. It's been a while.
I've been wilding off air, so I can't really say anything.
Jay,
I'm still gonna laugh.
Jay turned it to the only preacher earlier. He goes, "Hey, man, I got a question." And what was even worse is he didn't even catch on to it. He said, "Hey, man, I got a question. Yo, what do you think?" I'm like, no, he didn't hear the way he just said that. I'm like, "Jay, what's a question?"
Wheatins. Wheatins. Say wheatins. Wheatins.
Say thins. Wheatin. Say the other. Wheatins.
Wheatins. Oh, man.
All right, man.
Anyway, did you plug your social media yet?
No, I actually didn't. I actually went on this little rampage. Anyway, y'all can get at me on pretty much all social media, Cyan SO. Snapchat, Cyan_SO.
And this is the Officially Street Podcast, officiallystreet.com.
Definitely check out the website, man. Shout out to Jay. He did some updates on it. The page looks crazy. Salute to you, sir. You guys definitely should go through and check it out, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely check it out. Some new things that we added on. I'm gonna continue to add it. You know, it's kind of still under construction. It's gonna be a work in progress, but we got a dope episode for you guys.
As you can hear,
we're gonna talk a little bit about Gene Simmons. He says he hates rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we got to talk about Cat Williams and his little playground brawl.
Get it out.
With a 16 year old. But we saw the whole video. We don't know how many of y'all saw the whole video. And of course, we're going to talk about Hulk Hogan winning 115 mil and his sex tape scandal.
This.
Or whatever you want to call it. But before that, about last week.
Last week, we spoke about Donald Trump. We spoke about the riot that happened in Chicago over his, guess whatever speech he was supposed to have, the Ohio attack attempted attack.
Jared Fogle. Got washed
Jared,
in jail.
Okay. No, all I saw is Jared Wash Life. No. Jared Fogle.
So wait a minute.
Got washed in jail.
So wait, you missed the F?
No, I didn't know what you were doing
and
with that.
You missed washed in jail.
So, any privilege
so
this week,
Jared F.
I saw
washed
Jared
in jail turned into Jared Washed Life.
I'm looking. I said, Jay, why are you letting us know you had a washed life?
Okay, so we Jared know who can Fogle and can't read on the show.
Got washed in jail. Okay, yeah, he got his ass whooped. The dude from Subway, and then we went through. You know, we premiered two Survivor Series, and then of course The Walking Dead, man. All right.
Oh, man.
Let's start the episode, man.
Listen, for those of you who can't see, obviously, and that are listening, I just want to put out the fact that Cyan can't read.
Point out. Okay? Not put out.
Put out, point out, whatever the fuck you want. You're done. I think we want to cut you off of the privilege.
No.
Okay?
No. We're good.
Listen.
We're good.
Anyway.
All right, man.
How was your week, bro? I heard it was a long one.
Oh, no.
Pause.
Wow, you had another.
I heard it was a long one.
You had another pause-worthy moment earlier.
We're going to get into the meat.
Yeah, no, he said we're going to get episode into the meat, and I just looked at him. He was just like, "Yeah, pause."
I left out the rest of the sentence. Yeah. I said, "We're going to get into the meat." Pause.
All right, man. So I'm just going to start off from pretty much where the last episode ended. Let's talk about Saturday. I wake up. The wife is going to the gym. She's going to do her, you know, her personal training that she does another class. She goes to the gym at like 6 in the morning. So perfect. By the time she leaves, as soon as she comes home, I leave. I go to the gym. I had my day planned out. I was going to go to the gym, come home. My daughter has a basketball award ceremony at like 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just going to chill the rest of the day. So I'm on my way to the gym. And I'm hitting like these little S curves, and I feel like I'm going over like a rumble strip. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'm in my lane. Oh, like, what the fuck is it? And I'm like, nah, no way that I got a flat, but nah, I should be good. And then like, I'm getting on a straight road, and it's still like, I'm just like,
Right, ain't man. It the worst when you deny? No. Yo, it's the worst when you driving. I kid you not. You remember the time I got a flat when I was on my way to work? No, I didn't even catch a flat. My tire blew.
Yeah.
Not to take away from your week, but I was driving. My tire blew. I think I even told this story on the podcast.
Yeah, you did.
But it's like, yo, I'm driving, and I just knew I was good. I felt a little rumble, but I'm like, nah. Unless my shit is like about to hit the fucking floor, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. It's the worst, now, man.
And the reason why I was in denial, too, is Saturday was one of the coldest fucking days of last week.
It was cold as fuck.
My nigga, I went outside, like I checked my temperature in the car, and it was, I think, 22 or 23 degrees outside.
It was cold as fuck.
I'm in a fucking hoodie because I'm just going to the gym. I'm like, no need for me to go bring the North Face out. So I step outside. I'm like, all right, I do have a flat. So I call my wife, and I'm like, hey, babe, I'm probably not going to make it to the gym on time. I'm going to go take this as get like a barely used tire. Mm-hmm. I let her know that. She's like, oh, okay, cool. Boom, hang up. So now I'm getting the donut out. I'm trying to lift the car up. She calls me back. Mm-hmm. Granted, I mean, again, it's fucking freezing outside.
Mm-hmm. You don't have no time to be pulling out the phone and so talking.
She's talking and she's like, so how do you think you got the flat? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
We'll
talk
about it later.
I'm driving and I heard a noise. And I had a flat. She's like, well, did you see something on the road? The fuck?
It could be anything.
It could be anything. And so now I'm like, babe, listen, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to jack this car up. I'm trying to get the tire off. I can't sit here and talk. Well, there's no need for you to have an attitude. It's 22 degrees outside. I have a hoodie on, and you want me to explain to you while these cars are rushing by, I'm freezing, I can't feel my hands, and the fucking tire still isn't off.
Nah, Matt, he threw the hoodie in like it's such a big deal. He's like, yo, I have a hoodie on, damn it. Call me back.
It's a fucking hoodie.
You gonna call me and I got a hoodie on? How dare you? Don't you know it's a hoodie on my back right now? You better call me back later.
Oh, shit. Sorry. So, Von, all right, she's like, oh, so you got attitude, so we hang up.
Oh, man.
I get the donut on. I go to the shop. Dude, he knows me, so he's like, all right, man, I'll take care of you. It took a little bit longer than I wanted, so I looked at the time. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to get to the gym and get to my daughter's basketball award thing. Uh-huh. So I go home. She still got an attitude.
Of course.
So I'm like, all right. So we go to my daughter's award ceremony. It was cool. The kids got ice cream. They got to chill, whatever. So I hit Jay around this time. I'm like, yo, I don't know if you went to the gym. I didn't get to go. So let's meet up at like 3 or 4.
And I was so with it.
Jay was with it. So I'm like, bet. We're in there. It's lit.
OB right? Lit in the gym too. Had a great session. Oh yeah, nah,
we actually
lie.
Did. So I tell Shane, I'm like, all right, I want to get to the gym by 4. She's like, all right, cool. So we're leaving. She goes, oh, let's go meet up with such and such. They're at an Easter egg hunt. And so I'm looking at the time. I'm like, all right, it's like 1:30. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, we could do that. So we're there, and like I want the kids to have a good time. They had a good time. But I'm looking at the time. I'm like, yo, it's like 3:15. And so I'm like, I told Jay we're going to meet up at 4. So I let her know. I'm like, yo, listen, I told you I want to get to the gym by 4 and all that.
But everybody's having a good time. You got to be the one.
I'm just like, oh, my God. So, all right, we finally cut out. I saw a mean accident, too, by the way. Niggas was collided in the parking lot. Took somebody's whole bumper off.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm sitting there getting shit ready in the car and all his... Took his whole shit off. But anyway, that's besides the point. So now I have to rush home. I'm hitting Jay up. My dad is off, by the way. So if anybody has been reaching out to me and I don't respond, that's why. I can only get, you know, y'all texts or whatever while I'm at home.
Hold on. I didn't know what the fuck you just said. I thought you said your dad is off. Nigga, I'm like, why do we care that your father is not working okay. Right now?
What the fuck?
No, nigga, what? That's what I heard. Yo, if y'all heard the same thing, please tweet us at TOS Jay's Podcast also, underscore.
Jay was drinking something before I came here, and he's also on the Hennessy with me now anyway.
No, we're feeling good, but tweet us at TOS
I'm
Podcast
sure I said
underscore.
Dad.
No, I'm not saying you didn't say that, but the way it flowed, it just sounded like you was like, yo, my dad is off. And I'm like, why do we care that his pops is off work right now? But then when you was like, so if you've been trying to hit me up, I'm like, oh, I'm wilding.
Mm. Yeah, no, you are.
Don't do drugs.
The reason why I'm saying this is because I'm trying to text Jay, and obviously he can't fucking go through. So like now I'm like, all right, I gotta go home. So nigga, I went home. I did the Bruce Almighty. Like, remember when that nigga just, whoa. Nigga, I went home, I just, whoa.
jumped into some sweats, and I'm like texting Jay in the process, like, yo, my nigga, I'm on my way. And he's like, ah, I'm gonna be there like around 4:15, 4:20 anyway. You're good. I'm like, all right, bet.
Niggas know I be late. This nigga rushing like I'm mad. Nigga, I woke up at 2, nigga.
No, the worst part is, it's like, I'm rushing, and y'all don't understand, I'm rushing.
Nigga thought I was at the gym waiting.
And Jay is like just walking in with me. He's like, hey, man, what's good? I'm like, oh, shit. All
right. I'm like, nigga, I'm brushing my teeth.
So we have a great workout. Pretty much that ends my Saturday. Sunday, I still got to deal with the missus having an attitude, so I have to deal with that all Sunday. Monday, I'm tight because my schedule is all fucked up, and I couldn't get into the gym. So that fucked up my Monday. Let me see. Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, I have a dental appointment. Or at least I think.
Oh, man. At least I think. What do you mean, you think?
So Shayna tells me, because she scheduled it for me, because she went to the dentist like 2 weeks before. She's like, oh, yeah, your appointment is on Tuesday. It's at 3 o'clock. So I let my job know. I'm like, yo, I got to cut out a little early. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, you got a meeting at 2.
Wow.
Okay. So, like, luckily the meeting is done at, like 2:25, 2:30. Mm-hmm. It was a quick meeting. Mm-hmm. So, like, now I'm, like, running out. So I'm leaving. And, again, remember I said my data's off on my phone, so I can't use my fucking GPS. I don't know where the dentist is.
Oh.
It's somewhere, like, 2 towns over. Oh, so I screenshot it. Mm-hmm. So as I'm driving, I pick up my phone to just make sure I'm on the same, like, on the right road.
Right.
So at this time, I'm actually, like, right by your job.
Okay.
So I see a cop car, and he's coming behind me. I'm like, oh, let me just move over for this nigga. Oh, so I move over. Oh, next thing I know, the nigga just pulls up behind me. I'm like,
oh, man.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo.
So now I look at the time. It's like 2:43. Nah, maybe a little bit earlier. And I'm like, okay, my appointment's at 3.
And you know these troopers don't play games. They want to hold you there for 3 hours.
And you know what's funny? Like, when I first started working there, this is one white dude I work with. He goes, hey, man, I don't want to say that the cops around here are racist, but they're racist. Oh, right? So I'm just like, all right, I already have that in my mind. So he walks over, you know, hey, officer, I have all my shit there for him as soon as he walks over. And he goes, hey, man, I'm just letting you know, you can't be on your phone, you know, while you're driving.
Okay.
Remember, I said I picked up my phone to make sure, like,
right.
I'm gonna follow this route.
Right.
So I let him know. I tell him my struggle. I'm like, listen, officer, my dad is off. I had to take a screenshot. I can't use my GPS, so on and so forth. He's like, well, you don't have like an actual GPS. And, like, I just kind of look at him like,
my nigga, who even has actual GPSs?
That
any
ran
fucking
through
more?
My fucking mind. So
I may as well pull out a paper map and open this shit in front of my steering wheel.
Normally, it's just like I let my phone talk to me, like, take this left. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. I can't do that. So I let him know. So I guess he kind of feels bad for me, but, like, he still takes my shit to the car. I guess he's trying to see if I have anything on my record or whatever.
Right.
So then he comes back. He goes, all right, you know, I kind of understand with the phone. He's like, you just really can't be on it. He goes, but I still got to give you a ticket for obstruction of view because of your air fresheners.
Oh.
I just look up at him, and I said, wow. Really?
Did you say it out loud?
No,
I would have yelled it like, wow.
No, no, nigga, that's pretty much like my. I was looking straight, and when he said air freshener, I looked at my air freshener, and I looked at him. I said, wow. Like, I said it just like that. I said, wow. And I was going to be like, you know what came to my mind? And good thing, I think quick, I said, I want to be like, yo, you're reaching. And I thought he was going to be like, I thought he was going to think that I'm reaching.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it, the nigga's just going to off me.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let me not say that. And I said, wow, okay. I said, all right. So I just take the ticket,
yo,
and I'm just like,
you was
all
getting
right.
ready to get real.
No, no, I was about to go off. I'm like, it's a fucking air freshener.
Oh, man.
But I'm like, all right, you know, I'll take it. And so then he's like, all right, everything is there. The fine is there. It's on the back. You can see how much you guys have paid. The address is there. So on and so forth. I'm like, all right, cool. I look at it, and I'm like, $54 for an air freshener?
Oh,
so now I'm tight.
Wow.
Now I'm tight. So I'm like, okay. You know what? It is what it is. I have the money. Cool. I'll take care of it. Now I call the dentist. I'm going off. I'm speeding. And now I'm like, hey, listen, I'm just letting you guys know I'm going to be probably like 10, 15 minutes late. And they're like, for what?
Oh, no.
I'm like, I have my appointment at 3 o'clock. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. She goes, nah, your appointment is until next Tuesday.
And you doing a $120 down
fucking
road.
Nigga, I'm going off. And good thing I didn't pass the exit, the on-ramp for the highway to get onto 80 yet.
Oh,
but my nigga, I'm going off and immediately just get tight. Because I asked my wife, I'm like, you sure? Is this Tuesday? Yeah, it's Tuesday. So on and so forth. I'm like, all right.
Man.
Yo. So I get a ticket for no fucking reason. So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to the gym. I didn't get to go to the gym on Sunday. I didn't get to go Monday because my schedule's fucked up. So I get to the gym. I'm like, I'm going to do leg day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do cardio first because I don't want to kill my legs and I'm not going to want to do cardio. So I do cardio. I look over. Both squat racks are being used. Both Smith machines are being used. So I'm like, all right, cool. I do other workouts. I'm like, I'll do calves. I look over. Both squat racks are still being used.
Okay.
I do two other machines. I walk over. The squat racks are still being used, but it's now two different sets of people on the fucking machine.
Oh, my
So I completely missed whoever left. So I'm like, okay. So now I do other things. I'm like, all right, now all I have left really is just like the leg press and the fucking squat rack.
You're at the point where you got to wait.
Yeah. So I go back there and now there's a new person on one squat rack and there's still like three people on the other one. So I'm like, all right, let me at least do the leg press. I look over. There's a dude there. I'm like, hey, man, how many sets do you have left? Mm-hmm. He has like six plates on there. He looks up at me in my eyes and says, I have five sets left.
The fuck are you talking about? You have five sets left. You have to be on your last set.
I said, you have, I'm in my mind, I'm like, you have six fucking plates. What do you mean you have
this
five?
This can't be a warm-up,
bro. This can't, what
Don't
the fuck
lie
are
to yourself
doing?
Or me.
So now I'm just like, all right, do I wait? And I hate waiting. So I said, all right, you know what? I'm just going to do the ab workout that I did with you. So I repeated that pretty much like everything that we did. And now I'm not even in the mood to go check the fucking squat rack.
No, you're ready to leave.
And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm leaving. So I leave. So granted, I didn't get to the gym as much as I wanted to. And then I had a bad gym day.
Oh,
so
man.
I was just pissed. I was just fucking pissed.
And this is only Tuesday.
This is only Tuesday. Oh. Now let's get into Wednesday. Wednesday's cool. I'm busy at work. I have an eye exam at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, all right, let me not go to the gym. I'll be fair to my wife. I'll come home, help her with the kids, blah, 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 then I'll go.
Right.
So I do that. I go to the eye exam. My appointment's 6 o'clock. I get there. There's three people sitting.
Shit.
So I'm like, damn. All right.
It's like waiting for the fucking barber.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm like, all right, it can't be that bad. So the one lady goes, and she goes in at like 6:15. She doesn't come out until like 6:45. I'm like, all right, this is cool. Then the next dude goes. And he's fairly quick, probably like 20 minutes. Cool. Then the lady who's right in front of me, I don't realize, can't speak English.
Oh.
So now this doctor has to deal with her and then also somebody like, you know, interpreting for each other.
Oh, man.
So, nigga, I don't see the doctor until 7:50.
Oh.
So I'm waiting that whole time. I'm livid. You know what I mean? Like, I want to leave, but I just can't get another fucking appointment. And now what makes it even worse is, like, my appointment was, like, 20 minutes. So I'm in and out. I get my contacts. And then I didn't read my insurance correctly. I'm here thinking I could get my glasses, too. They're like, no, we give you an allowance for either you could get contacts or you could get your glasses.
Mine is the same way.
So I'm like,
and you
damn.
May, and honestly, you may as well use the insurance for your glasses because they end up costing the most.
Hey. I wasn't.
But you wasn't. You didn't know.
I didn't go. My nigga, I went there with the tension. Like, all right, I'm going to get these contacts. And I'm like, all right, now let's go look at the glasses. And he was like, yeah, the glasses aren't covered. I'm like, ha ha, you're wrong. And I'm like, I called my wife. I'm like, he's talking about I can't get my glasses. He's like, she's like, no, you really can't. You can get one or the other. I'm like, fuck.
You could go online and get contacts for cheap and just get however many boxes you did.
I could have just went.
You could have got however many boxes
you wanted.
Fucking
prescription.
Yeah.
And just went with the glasses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I find that out after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, all right, I took an L on that. So I don't go to the gym on Wednesday. I don't get to play basketball Wednesday because the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
That's my basketball night, so I don't get to do that. So my nigga, I didn't do shit but just be frustrated this whole fucking week. And my only highlight for today is that I got out of work early and I got to see Revenant. That was it. So my highlight of the fucking week, y'all, is I saw Revenant and I got out of work early one day. That's my highlight of the fucking week. I'm fucking, it's just a horrible day. Horrible week, man.
We might have to get like CMU Radio. Shout to CMU Radio. They have a segment on their podcast where they just rant. They got a rant.
Bro.
Uh-oh, it's time to rant.
I just went off.
Syed just definitely went off.
The only upside, and it's for my wife. Shout out to Christy too, by the way. She hit me up and was like, hey, did your wife have any success copping those lip kits, the Kylie Jenner joints?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I don't know nothing about this. Again, my data's off. So I got this shit like as I got home. So I hit my wife up. I'm like, hey, they got the fucking kits. She was able to get two of them. So shout out to Christy for that. My wife is happy. I still had a fucked up week. So fuck her happiness. All right.
Okay. You know what?
All right. So my bad, y'all. I went off for quite some time. Jay, sir, how was your week?
I mean, we 20 minutes in. I'm not even going to lie. I had a long week too, man. I had a long week. It really wasn't that bad. I mean, honestly, let me see. I don't even know where to start. First of all, guys, we hope y'all are enjoying this episode. episode sponsored by Henny Privilege and a little bit of Jim Beam Devil's Cut. So spare us, okay? Yeah. Bear with us.
Matter of fact, let me drink some more of this.
Let me give y'all a little bit of an update on the car situation. So they said I'm gonna get the whip back on the 29th. That's cool. So I'm stuck in the pickup, which I like. Don't get it twisted. I like the pickup. I don't mind being a little bit higher in the air. I can see the cars in front of me. I am getting used to it. I'm higher in the air. I can see the cars in front of me. So when they start braking and the person in front of me doesn't know how to drive and they don't know how to start braking early, mm-hmm. I can start braking because you ain't about to catch me in no fucking accident. So
nah, definitely.
I really don't mind it, but I'm getting the whip back on the 29th. It's probably going to be in better condition than it went to them in. So I really can't complain.
All right. Well.
I mean, other than that, I was working on officiallystreet.com, so that's coming along. I mean, we've been putting a lot of work into the website, so it's not done, but definitely go check it out. We've been telling you guys that we're going to try to make better use of it, so it's coming along, man. But into some of the better parts of the week, obviously I went to the gym. I haven't been going twice a week because me and the wife-to-be made a pretty big decision yesterday. So if y'all listening to this on Friday, we're talking Wednesday. We're going to move, man. We're moving. So I don't know exactly what that's going to mean for the podcast. Honestly, I don't plan on missing a Friday. We're not going to miss a Friday. Mm-hmm. It's just not a part of the agenda. So I am in the process of taking down the studio now, but it's probably going to be one of the last things to go and one of the first things that gets set up because no matter what, we got to make sure we put this out for y'all.
Yeah.
It's a priority. So I'm not moving too far. I'm not going to tell y'all where I'm moving because ain't none of your fucking business.
I did laugh when he told me.
But
I expect it's like something big. Like I was like, word, you moving, my nigga? Damn. He's like, yeah, nah.
It's not
as serious.
It ain't that crazy. But I am moving. So relocation is happening. So I'm in the process of packing. It's not that crazy, but it's a big step. We are, you know, we getting married in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We plan on being moved in 3 weeks. So pretty cool. Crazy shit that happened to me this week. Today, actually. Thursday. We record on Thursdays. My coworkers surprised me with a wedding shower at work. I kid you not, I am not used to being surprised, yo.
Yeah, I'm laughing because Jay showed me, like, somebody, like, took a video of it. And you know, like, somebody gets surprised, like, sometimes they, like, bug out, like, oh, my goodness.
No,
like,
that's not
Jay
me.
Jay just stood there, like a deer in headlights, like,
No. I came around the corner. Let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all, and then we're going to go into these topics. Mm. I was in a meeting. I was in a 2.5 hour long meeting that I have every Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. One of my coworkers hits me up, like within my team, hits me up. He's like, yo, you gonna come to, actually, y'all know him, Cutting. I talk about him all the time. Yeah. Cutting, what's going on? Anyway, he was like, yo, you coming to the happy hour? That's what we call it. We take a hour out of the week to just discuss how we doing with the team, anything we want to work on. He's like, yo, you coming to happy hour today? I'm like, I can. So, you know, I'm walking with him. I leave the meeting I'm already in to go to this meeting. So I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to be talking about some hot shit. We start walking around the corner and I just see mad people. And I'm like, yo, Cutting, we wild out. We walked into somebody else's meeting. And everybody's like, surprise. And when they said surprise, like, I got startled. I'm like, oh, like, I got scared because I'm like, who the fuck, what the fuck is going on? Like, yo, I backed up. I froze and all that. Like, literally just froze solid. I'm looking around the room.
That shit is hilarious.
I'm looking around the room and I start seeing mad familiar faces. And then I look and I see Quanah standing there in my fucking, yo, at the job. that I fucking work at. Imagine all of my listeners, yo, imagine your wife just standing at your place of work, yeah, okay? In the middle of the room, and all of your coworkers that don't know your wife don't know them, they all in the same room yelling surprise at you.
At least it was for a good thing. And I'm like, what the
fuck?
Crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. They could have been like, we want answers. I was like, yeah.
It could have been like Janet Jackson and Why Did I Get Married Too?
No, nigga, I'm standing. I'm like, what is happening right now? So they're like, surprise. And I'm standing there. I said, oh. And then when I realized what was going on, I said, okay, everybody relax.
No, Jay looks around. And he's not like, hey, guys. He's like, relax.
I said, no,
just relax.
I said, everybody take a fucking breath, okay? This is over the top. I said, yo, everybody chill, okay? It's just me. Mm-hmm. It's just J Omega, all right? They have balloons all over the motherfucking place.
He said at first he thought that they wasted the surprise on
him. No, nigga, I thought it was for someone else. I'm like, damn, they done wasted the surprise. I'm like, everybody fucking chill out, okay? I saw Quana, and I'm just standing there in place. Mm-hmm. I'm not moving. They're like, come in the room. I start walking in the room real slow. Because I'm like, yo, am I going to step on a fucking a bomb or something? Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm just not used to being surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. It's not that I don't like surprises. I'm just not used to it. I've literally been surprised 2 times in my life. And both times was Quana surprising me on my birthday. And that's literally the only 2 times I've been surprised. And I haven't gotten used to it yet. Mm. So everybody who was there, including Quana, and all my coworkers, y'all gotta forgive me because I'm just not used to it. But I really love and appreciate y'all for doing that. But I walk in, I give Quana a kiss, and Quana is like, it's about time. You took so long. You're not happy to see me? I'm like, yo, it's not even like that. Yeah. It's just I didn't know what the hell was going on. Mm. And everybody's looking at me like, damn, does he not like surprises? Yeah. Anyway, I really appreciate everybody. They got me some gifts. Everybody got me everybody signed a card for me.
That's dope.
Mad people was there. They got this huge cake. I had a piece of it. I ain't gonna lie. And I didn't go to the gym today because I don't go on Thursdays. So I just feel like not only have I not been going to the gym twice a week because I've been trying to use my afternoons to pack. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, I had a big ass slice of cake today. So I'm a gain, you know.
Listen, I didn't want to get into it with my week, and my week was long enough. But just know, with my hectic ass week, I haven't gotten to eat the way that I should and the way I want. I haven't wilded out and went to like McDonald's or anything, but just know like Monday was some fried food and all that shit, and I haven't had anything fried in a minute. So this week just down the drain for me with food. I didn't.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna gain some weight. This week.
I didn't track anything enough. I gave up on this week.
Nobody really cares about us and our journey to lose weight. Nobody gives a fuck about that. They want to get into the good shit. So anyway,
wait, before we get into it. I just had one funny story. An old co-worker of mine hit me up this week, and he goes, yo, I have a weird and awkward situation. He says, I was talking with this one guy that I work with who is gay.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, he said something to me that sounded a bit questionable. It's not like the guy was hitting on him, but like kind of like what you said earlier when he's like, let's just get to like the meat of all this or something. It's like the guy said something very like plausible. And he says to the guy, he goes, no homo.
Wait. Chill out, son. Like I told my coworkers, relax. The gay guy said something to the straight guy that the straight guy thought was a little questionable. And he told the gay guy no homo.
Again, it comes out of habit. Like, we hear some shit that's questionable. We're like, yo, pause, my nigga. Or no homo. So he said it. And, like, the guy kind of, like, just continued the conversation. But, like, he took, like, a 2-second pause and, like, looked at him. Like, hey, man, you know I'm gay. Like, you know what I mean? So he said it was so awkward. Like, he said, like, he answered the question, like, walked off. There was no small talk after that. Nothing. Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, the project will be done on Friday. All right, I'll see you later, man.
Oh, man.
So I'm just wondering, have y'all ever had a situation like that? Or how do you think it should be handled? Or something along those lines? Because I don't know if I was in that predicament. I know I'm one of those dudes that would do that. And be like, yo, my nigga, pause your life. No homo. And then be like, oh shit, no.
No, you would take it to the next level. Like, come on, you wild and you sound like a fag.
Yeah, no, no. I'm like, yo, my nigga, that's wild gay.
Oh.
I would be that dude and then realize like, oh shit, nah. All right, let me not say that. I was gonna say, you get your back.
That's kind of crazy because, oh, okay.
But all let me not do that.
All right.
Hennessy, I apologize. Okay. I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm not homophobic.
You know we don't edit. You know we don't edit shit. You know we don't edit.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Hashtag Bill O'Reilly.
All right. Episode sponsored by Henny Privilege and Jim B. Devil's Cut. All right.
Shit. I'm done with my shit.
Please forgive us.
I'm lying.
All right. You know.
All right, man. Let's get into the episode.
Speaking of hatred, okay. Not that we have any, but some people do. Some people do. Let's talk about Gene Simmons and what he said about hip hop.
He was in, I think it was Rolling Stones magazine, and he said something along the lines of, "This is Gene Simmons from Kiss. Says he does not like rap, and he actually says I'm looking forward to the death of rap." Because I'm looking forward to music coming back to lyrics and melodies instead of just talking. And then he also says that he thinks that hip hop or rap, he says rap, he doesn't say hip hop, but rap will not exist 10 years from now. And like, that just made me think, like, you know, hip hop or rap, whatever, is like one of like, I don't want to say is the biggest genres of music like worldwide, but it's like one of the biggest genres of music worldwide. So I don't think it's going to be dead.
Absolutely 10 years from is now, one of the main now. Genres of music at this point in time.
Yeah, like, I understand where he's coming from. Like, Jay and I were kind of speaking about this before we started. Like, all right, I may not be the biggest fan of country music. I don't listen to it like that. Like, there might be some shit on the radio. I'm like, oh, that shit's actually all right. Same with rock. Like, I'm not a big heavy metal head or nothing like that. But like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, ah, I can't wait for that shit to be dead or I hate it and blah, blah, blah. Like, what do you think causes people to hate hip hop? Because he's not the only one that hates it. Like, what do you think?
I mean, I got a couple theories, because honestly, for me, I don't necessarily gravitate to country or rock either. Mm. But I do like Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. I do like certain country. It's not a lot of it.
Yeah.
More the modern country, more the modern day late 2000s gotcha. Country music. You know, yeah. I could dig it. A little bit of rock. I dig too. I'm not the heavy metal fan, but I like a little bit of AFI. I like Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, All American mm-hmm. Reject. So I got like this bands that I literally will yeah. sort of check for. But, you know, as far as the hate, I don't get it. I don't hate heavy metal. I don't hate country. Mm. For me, it's more like I don't relate to it and the sound doesn't move me.
Exactly.
You know, the whole, like, the jargon and the like I said, the sound. I don't want to mock country, but you know, it's the
voice that doesn't change octaves and all that.
Yeah, it doesn't move me. And I feel like it's not unlikely that people could feel the same way about rap. You know, because if you have only really heard Meek Mill's version of rap, or who else can I say?
Chief Keef,
Future. Yeah, I'm not throwing no jabs at any of mm-hmm. them. But if you're somebody who majority of the time you listen to rock, country, alternative music, and you hear rappers, it just sounds like noise. I can see how it could just sound like noise. All you're doing is yelling. All you're doing is talking about, I want to take these drugs and I want to kill you and I'm better than you this bitch, I'm fucking her and I got money. And on some levels, you might listen to it and be like, I don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah.
I'm used to hearing maybe the same types of things just presented in a different way.
Exactly.
Because I think with rock music, they do the same shit. They're talking about drugs. They're talking about fighting and killing and going crazy.
Gene Simmons and Kiss, I want to rock and roll all night.
Exactly.
Party every day.
They're wilding out also. They're talking about fucking bitches. Mm-hmm. They're talking about all that shit, but they're just presenting it in a different way.
It's not as vulgar.
And I feel like hip hop is, if anything, evolving. Because you got artists like Drake who are taking hip hop to a whole nother level. I mean, Gene Simmons is talking about, oh, I wanted to go back to melodies and lyrics. That's Drake.
That's Drake.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now, granted, Drake may not write all of his own rhymes. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. that's a whole nother topic, right? That's a whole nother topic. But at the end of the day, Drake makes good music. Period. Mm-hmm. Right?
And he has other artists that are coming behind him, that are making music like similar to his. With
absolutely.
That sound, with the melodies.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
he's like that. Absolutely. So my whole thing is, I feel like hip hop as a genre is evolving in three different ways. Mm-hmm. One, we're starting to incorporate a lot more melodies and harmonizing. It's almost like a blend between R&B and rap, right?
Yeah.
Two, we're getting to the point where we have many subgenres of hip hop.
Yep.
Right? So we got trap rap, we got conscious rap, we got battle rap, we got just everything, backpack, right? So, there's all these different genres within the genre of hip hop. And then number three, hip hop as a genre has pretty much gone viral, right? When it comes to the dancing, when it comes to the dab, when it comes to the Millie Rock, right? Everybody is doing it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like hip hop in general as a culture and a genre, culture is what I just said.
I got you, but it's okay.
Okay.
we've been good for a little bit. So
episode sponsored by Henny Privilege. As a culture and a genre is evolving. So I feel like the statement of rap is going to die in 10 years is the furthest thing from the truth.
It's not. He says that he just can't relate to the whole gangster and street attitude in the music.
But I'm not even going to jump down his throat for that because I feel I get it.
Yeah, I get it. But that's now he's just putting it in the box. Like you think of hip hop, that's all you're going to hear. Like,
you cannot label the genre of hip hop under every artist as a gangster. Yeah. Every artist, because you got to look at the artists that been doing it for over 10, 15 years, right? You got to look at the artists that's out there like Mos Def, Andre 3000, Common, Lupe Fiasco. The list can go on and on of artists that are conscious or not conscious, because you got some artists that don't even like to be called conscious. They just say, I'm spitting about what my life is about, right?
Which is
cool, however you want to label it. But you've got plenty of artists out there that are not just about, I'm a gangster, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Really, honestly, Drake ain't even in that category. And Drake is one of the, if not hottest artists out right now, next to Future, right? Future, you could argue, ain't even really about that gangster shit when it comes to his music. If anything, most of it is about...
I got you.
I'm saying is most of it is about alcohol and drug consumption, right? I mean, I don't look at Future as a gangster rapper.
I get you. Know what I'm saying? I don't listen to him and he's not sitting there talking about, I'll shoot you in the face. And
You have gangster rappers and then you got trap rappers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you could argue some of the illest hip hop minds out there right now aren't gangster rappers.
Yeah.
So,
look at Kendrick.
Exactly. He's not a gangster rapper. He just spits about... Right. Exactly. He incorporates gang relatable topics, right? But it's about a lifestyle that he grew up within. Exactly. It's not about, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to rob you. It's about, I've seen people get killed, robbed, and, you know, I've been a part of some situations that I want to tell y'all about.
Exactly. Hear my story.
That's it.
I want you guys to take something from it. Hip hop actually is a very powerful genre, because if you think about it, they're telling stories, whether it's real or not, and they're telling these stories not just for just entertainment. They're telling these stories for when you hear it, you could take something from it. Like, how many times you hear artists say hey man, I'm saying this on the record because I'm hoping somebody hears it and they could take something from it, be like, all right man, you know, Hov did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through it, you know what I mean? Some shit like that. You know what I mean? There's not too many genres of music out there that are have a message like that. You know what I mean? It's just you kind of have to weed through it. You know what I mean? And there's gems in this music. You know what I mean?
I go so far as to say hip hop, and I'm saying this objectively, but I go so far as to say hip hop is probably in one of the best spaces it's been in years. And I'm not saying that because I think, everybody is lyrical. Don't get me wrong. I love lyrics. I love there being a story behind everything. I just feel like I said, piggybacking on what I was saying earlier, the genre itself has every eye on it now.
Yep.
Everybody wants to be a part of the culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's because of artists like Future and Designer And it doesn't, that, you know, forget the fact that I feel like, oh man, they're not even talking about shit. Forget that piece of it. Yeah. It's the fact that the whole world is on the bandwagon of it. Yeah. So I feel like this has never been a better time, but it's not the same as it used to be. You know, I mean, you used to have artists like you said, Hove and Nas and DMX, Kiss, that always brought you something to the table that was like, yo, I can't wait to hear this full length story. Like, an album was a whole story at one point. Now, an album is like, let's see what I could, you know.
I mean, you get some artists that
right? You know, and you got your Coles, you got your Kendrick, and that's why I say hip hop is in the best space, because you have every piece of it. Yeah. Not only is battle rap flourishing, but trap rap is flourishing. You still got kind of conscious rap that's flourishing, because you still got artists like Lupe that's doing their thing. Now you got Chance the Rapper. He's on the come up. Who else do we got? You kind of got your Joey Badasses, who is like a mixture of both. You got your J Electronica, even though he's slipping.
Dave East
is just spitting.
He's spitting. Also, but he has stories.
It's not just bars, but it's a mix of everything. Yeah. And like I said, you got your J. Cole and Kendrick. So it's a mix of everything. And you have deep influence on the East Coast and the West Coast, like you had back in the day. Like right now, you got your Young Thugs, and you got your, what's the dude's name? Bick and Back Being Bull.
YG.
YG.
Game is still out there.
Game
and
is still
of course,
going.
Kendrick.
Right. And then you got a little bit of the East Coast coming back. Like I said, you got your Dave East and... You know, I'm not a huge fan of Troy Ave, but I can't say that he didn't have a little, you know, bit of a run. So, I mean, I just think it's a great time, but it's just not like it used to be.
I mean, you don't get artists that are, like, giving you whole bodies of work. Like, think back to, like, DMX's first album. Like, DMX gave you everything.
Everything.
You know what I mean? On his first album, like, he gave you the street shit. You know what I mean? He's giving you stories. If you enjoy violence, you know what I mean? He's giving you the violence,
He's giving you everything.
He's giving you everything. And like at the end of it, like, all right, man, I did all this killing fucking bitches, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give y'all a prayer real quick.
Right,
you know what I mean?
I'm going to give y'all a little bit of humor.
Yeah, a little bit of humor. So like it gave you a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And speaking of DMX, Swiss, real quick, just to throw this in real quick. Swiss posted something earlier this week. It was a picture of DMX, and he's pretty much saying that how proud he is. Like, X is really focused. And he's finishing up his album. He's working with Swiss. He's working with Kanye. And they're saying that he's also working with Dr. Dre.
I'm going to tell you right
now. If all that is true.
If it's true.
Bro. I mean, I grew up and I was an X fan. Like, you couldn't tell me shit.
Still in my top five.
I kind of fell off because it's like, all right, X, like. He started doing some wild shit.
When he got into the whole Lord Give Me a Sign X, it was kind of like,
okay, I still rock with you, but.
You cool, but.
Yeah, but, you know, if he's really taking his time and working on this album the way Swiss is saying, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to what X has to say. And I can't wait to hear that shit, because just to have those three producers working with you.
Now, that's an automatic buy. And for somebody who hasn't put music out in this many years, you gotta only assume that he's sitting on something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His life has been a fucking roller coaster. So at the end of the day, it's like, I can't wait to hear some real shit. I just hope it's not a full length album of just redemption. And, you know, I don't want to hear a whole bunch of repent. I want to hear like, yo, I've been wilding. I took some time off. Here's a couple songs about me, you know, giving myself back to the Lord, but I'm gonna also let y'all know I'm still here.
I'm gonna give y'all. They released something, but I won't lie. I didn't get the chance to hear it. I have the website on my phone. He put out a new song, and he's back working with Dame Grease as well, which was on like he worked a lot with on his first album. But I just haven't got to hear it yet. But I'll probably get around to it and see what it's talking about.
Another thing that's not the same with hip hop is the hip hop beefs, man. Mm-hmm. It used to be so much. It used to be a lot more real and a lot different than it is now. Yeah. I mean, but speaking on the same topic of hip hop evolving is, you see today, back in the day, beef used to be horrible. Yeah. It used to actually be, and a lot of people like you and I, we used to enjoy that. But I think we enjoyed it because we were spectators.
Exactly.
Right? So you think about it today, as an adult, right? We're the same age, actually older than Pac and Biggie were when they died, mm-hmm. right? Think about being this age and someone you really enjoy listening to and look up to as an artist, right? Having beef with somebody else and legit fearing they might die mm-hmm. tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Like 2000s was crazy.
Suspense was at an all-time high in mm-hmm. the 2000s, late 90s and 2000s. And I think beef today, nobody really goes there. So when artists have beef, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say they don't go there. Like, I mean, you got niggas' tour buses getting shot up and you got artists getting shot at and... Mm-hmm. and all but like it does still go there. I mean, you got the Gucci and the Jeezy and Yo Gotti and
the Young Dolph,
Yo Gotti. I mean, it can get there, but at the end of the day, we don't hear too much about it. A lot of the artists, rest in peace, Chinks, right? For example, that are getting shot, we don't really know what it was about. Mm.
That must have been something deeper than but definitely was deeper than music.
But a lot of it is deeper than music mm-hmm. nowadays.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, the artists that have that beef on wax, nothing really is happening in the streets. And when it is happening, you don't know about it because it was never on wax. Mm-hmm. So, which is kind of how it should be. So
yeah,
I feel like
it should.
So I feel like hip hop is evolving because it's at the point where it's like the music ain't that serious no more. They're not taking it as serious.
But
as they
you know,
used
one
to.
Thing that I don't like, and I hate when artists say this, is all right. They'll be like, let's say somebody's throwing shots at them. And niggas like, yeah, I'm not gonna respond because that don't get me any money. So it's like, all right, man. Like niggas back in the day, like they were battling, like they were going at each other for respect.
That's pussy like, though. Because I mean, why would you? You gotta respond.
Yeah, like all right, if a nigga says something to me, like. I'm the type of nigga, like, I've had battles in my days of, you know, me fucking around with my music.
Right.
Well, if a nigga says something to me, I'm going to respond. You know what I mean? We had an issue a while back where a nigga said something to me, I responded that night.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I respect artists like that. Like, all right, yo, you going to say something about me? All right, I have to say something back. And it's going to be harder than what you said. And now I'm going to wait for either you to retaliate. And if you don't, then... Nigga, I won.
At the
you
end of mean? The day, it's a competition. And
it's
I think
competition.
That's how people are looking at it now, as opposed to back in the day. If you mention somebody's name on wax, you better be ready
well,
to
yeah, that's
pop
true
off
too.
When mm-hmm. you've seen them in the streets. And now, I mean, if you look at Game of 50 back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Like, shit got real. Lives were lost.
Yep.
It was more than music, but regardless of it being more than music, they put all of that in their music too. So... Not only, like, when you heard some shit that 50 said on wax, you took it dead serious. When you heard some shit Game said on wax, you took it dead serious. Yep. I don't take shit serious that anybody says on wax, and I'm not saying that's a good thing today, but you at least know that it's typically not going to go there.
Yeah.
But the growth that we're seeing, you had mentioned that 50 and Game have been in the same venue recently.
Yeah, they were out in Hollywood. I forgot the name of the club, but... pretty much 50 and Game were in the same club. Game's manager went over and spoke with 50, and they're saying that, like, you know, 50 was like, nah, it's cool. Like, there's no issues here. As you guys know, a few episodes back, we said that Banks and Game, you know, they took a picture together while they were out in Dubai to show that, like, there's no ill will between them. And so, like, they were in the club. They were able to exist in the same spot. There was no issues. Game was ordering bottles of effing. You know what I mean? They didn't speak, so they said, like, Game of 50 didn't speak. But, like, you could tell that anger, you know what I mean, that whole beef shit or whatever is behind them.
We don't expect nobody to be best friends.
Yeah, we don't expect that. I mean, I will say it would be dope.
It would be cool if they got together and they did a record.
Not even just that, just to get all the G.
Nah, you ain't lying. That's a super reach. Yeah.
That's a reach, but it would be dope.
That's even a super reach. But yeah, but I mean, we're not asking for them to be buddy-buddy and fucking go and give each other a hug. Yeah. But I mean, what is the worth of it going the other way? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's no...
Niggas lost lives for some shit on music.
Right. There's no gain in that. So, I mean, I just feel like there's a huge growth in hip-hop. Yeah. Speaking of fighting for no reason, we're going to have to bring... You know what?
He's our character.
This nigga is starting to get a little bit like Meek Mill in 2015.
Yep.
And you know what?
Y'all should know who we're talking about.
I'm sad to say that we have to bring up our man, Cat, the motherfucking Williams, for another episode of the Officially Street Podcast.
I'm sure you guys seen by now, he got into a little scuffle with, I think he was like 15 or 16 years old or something
like
that.
He was a teenager.
He was a teenager.
End of story.
The clip that you've seen going around, it makes Cat look crazy. Like, you see him and this kid face to face, and Cat just, he sucker punches this nigga.
I'm glad you said sucker punch, because he definitely snuck him.
Yeah, because it's not like he was like, they were like, all right, throw your hands. Like, he's talking, and he's like, yo, if you don't back up off me, and he's just.
The reason I say sucker punch and snuck is because the dude looked away.
Yeah.
He looked, mm-hmm. If you look at the video, the kid looks away for a split second. As soon as the kid looks away, Cat Williams decks him. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say he's right for that.
Yeah.
But you have to see the whole video.
That actually, it was perfect timing. That, I actually saw the video for it this morning, and they show what led up to it. And you see Cat, he's at some school. Did they ever say where they were?
I don't know whether he was at a school or what, but they were somewhere. It looked like it was down south.
Yeah, it must have been. But he's out there. He's with the kids. You know what I mean? They're showing him. He's out there. He's playing. They're playing soccer, I believe.
Yeah, they're playing soccer, and it looks like everybody's having a fun time.
Yeah, they're having a good time. And what's funny, in the video, you could tell that shit is getting a little intense. And there's somebody in the crowd that actually like, well, we hope a fight doesn't break out from this.
That was recording it, he was like, I'm surprised he ain't fight nobody yet.
I'm surprised he ain't fight nobody yet. Oh, little did you know.
Little did you fucking know. I'm surprised he ain't fight nobody. And his friend that he was with, he was like, who he gonna fight out here?
Yeah,
like,
who's he gonna fight? Everybody's a kid.
Everybody was either 16 or they were parents of the kids. He was like, who the fuck is he gonna fight? Like, if you don't get out of here. And I guess, I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened on the field.
Shit got intense.
But it seemed like there might have been some shit that happened where you exchange words with somebody. I mean, mm-hmm. you playing ball, you playing football, touch football, whatever, soccer, anything in the street, and somebody bump you a little too hard, or somebody does something that you feel like is illegal, you're gonna stick to your word. Like, nah, that was a travel. Nah, that was a foul. Nah, that's our ball. Yeah, it was out on you. It's my ball. No, it's our, you know what I mean? So it seemed like something like that happened, and Cat Williams started walking away, like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, this kid is just following him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what's being said, but you hear Cat Williams kind of like, why you following me? Like, back up
leave
off
me
little
alone,
boy.
Kid.
Like, get away from me. Yeah, get away from me, little boy. And you know, so he walks over to an area, some building, and he just sits down and he's just chilling. At this point, Cat Williams is chilling, but of course it's Cat Williams. Yeah. So everybody starts crowding around him. And the kid that wouldn't leave him alone, he walked behind Cat Williams again while he's sitting down, and he's like, yeah, what's going on? Stand up. What you were saying before? And Cat Williams is like, yo, I'm not even worried about you right now. Like, this why I don't come to the hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a little boy, all that.
Which I like that he goes, now you wonder why celebrities don't come in the hood.
He said,
some bullshit always happens.
He said, you know, I don't come to the hood for this. I come to the hood to show all the other celebrities, this is why y'all don't come to the hood.
Yeah.
It's not about.
That's true shit.
Right. He's like, yo. So the kid is just like, yeah, stand up. And Cat Williams is like, okay. At this point, they have surrounded me. Think about this. You are an entertainer, a very popular and successful entertainer, or at least successful at one point entertainer, right?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to say that Cat Williams is not still getting mad money. Because at the end of the day,
he has
two or three very popular stand-up specials. He was in two of some of the most popular movie franchises. Yeah. So at the end of the day, Cat Williams is getting money. And he's still getting probably hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I just saw his episode on My Wife and Kids not too long ago.
So he's getting money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think about this. You're in the middle of the hood, and you Cat Williams. You was in jail. And he said that. He's like, I just came out of jail. I came home. Y'all are bugging right now. You're Cat Williams, and everybody just starts surrounding you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now it's at the point where, all right, I don't know what these guys are planning to do. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. Whatever the case, right? I'm out here worth money. I'm in y'all hood, and y'all trying to, like, I don't know what y'all trying to do. So Cat Williams stood up, and the kid was like, yeah, so all that shit you was talking about, blah, 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 blah. And Cat Williams is like, yo, all right, You want beef? What's up? What you gonna do then?
Pretty much.
And the kid was like, yeah, yeah, you talking all that shit. You know what's about to happen. You know, and Cat Williams was like, what's about to happen then? So the kid kept talking shit and the kid looked away. And I guess Cat Williams, in his mind, he was like, I'm tired of hearing this little nigga talk.
And just duffed him.
Just decked the nigga.
And now in the video, which I like, because in the clip that you see online that's circulating, you see Cat duff him. And in the next clip, Cat is pretty much just getting thrown onto the ground, getting niggas in the cross-faced chicken wing and the rings of Saturn, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know what I mean? And the kid is choking him out, basically. But in the full clip, you actually see he duffs the kid. He doesn't drop the kid.
No.
And then he kind of like
he hit him hard.
Yeah, yo, that's
the kid kind of ate that.
Yeah, he ate that shit. And then like you could tell that he tried to like walk away from the kid or run away from the kid. And like he threw his leg back to like kind of push the kid away. And that's where he fucked up, because then the kid just jumped on this nigga and he put him in that chokehold.
Definitely put him in a sleep. And that was it.
That was it, man.
It was all she wrote.
Get off of me, little boy.
Honestly, it was only like 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds.
But it definitely was quicker than we thought. So he pretty much duffed him. They scuffled a little bit. The kid caught him in a chokehold, dropped him to the ground. They rolled around for a little bit. And then the kid got off of him. But then you could tell, like, you know, the parents that are around, the kids were around, like, yo, you wildin'. There's no need for you to do that shit. And they're not even talking to Cat. Like, they're talking to the kid. And, like,
yeah,
the kid just, like, walking away. They're like, we're going to call the cops on the kid. And Cat's like, yeah, y'all should call the cops on this kid. Like, you know what I mean?
He was like, tell me this is your child.
Yeah. Some lady said
tell
something.
Me
like,
this
please
your
tell
son.
Me that's your child.
He was sitting there. He was like, say, I just going to let this kid just do this to an entertainer, huh?
Yeah.
y'all gonna let him just do that to me, huh? I came out here trying to help y'all. Y'all wonder why nobody comes back to the hood.
He gave him the Denzel speech from
OD. And you know what? I'm not gonna lie. For once, Cat, I gotta tell you, for the first time in the last three episodes that we've spoke about you, I'm on your side, bro.
Yeah, nah,
I'm on Cat Williams' side this right time, man.
I still don't think he shouldn't have stole off on the kid. You know what I mean? But
now he definitely shouldn't have hit the kid at all. He shouldn't have hit the kid at all. I feel like I can be on your side for, all right, I get why you feel like you were wronged. If you even go to jail or anything over this, I understand why you're upset and you feel like you were wronged, right? But you definitely shouldn't have hit the kid. You shouldn't have snuck him. You could have pushed him. You could have did whatever. You didn't have to deck him like he was a fucking, you know what I mean?
But
you get fed up, man. I mean, you out there trying to help. You literally out there doing right by the community. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give money or do anything monetary to do right by the community. You out there spending time with them. Like, they feel like they'll never get to experience no shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And you literally out there playing soccer with them. Yeah. That's like we just chilling out here at the college playing ball and Cat Williams or any famous comedian that we know just come to start playing ball with us. It's like, yo, you cool as fuck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The fact that you did that, you cool
I'm not
as
mad
shit.
At him at
it's
all
like,
shit,
how
man.
Dare you start? You know what I mean?
That kid was definitely in the wrong.
But it's a 16-year-old kid.
Same time.
Do they know anything? Do they know any better?
They don't.
They have no idea. And you got to know that as a grown man. Like, you know?
I've gotten into some little arguments and disagreements with kids.
At that point, you just walk away.
Like, you realize, like, yo, you're a child. Like,
at that point, you walk away. And if the kid would have jumped on his back and tried to start something with him, then I would have got it. I would have been like, okay, all right, cool.
Nigga, you
but he did sucker punch the fuck out of him.
That sucker punch was a bit much. But at the same time, I kind of understand, because the kid is just in his face. We can't hear what the kid is saying, because who knows? The kids could be like, y'all fuck you up right now.
I do understand.
And you know what? Me? If somebody says that shit to me and y'all in my face...
Y'all heard my last Survivor story.
Listen.
Y'all heard my last Survivor story.
I'm like,
and
you
know
I'm
what?
The type of nigga, I'm not going to let you get the upper hand.
And you know what? I got another Survivor story.
Oh, I thought about another one that we'll bring up.
And it happens to involve some younger parties. And maybe I was getting ready to do some shit I shouldn't have did. But we will talk about that in another episode.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Moving on, though. I want to talk about Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of y'all heard about the story. I don't have too much information on it, but it's funny as fuck. And I want to ask y'all what y'all opinion is.
Yeah, I heard about it a while ago. You know what I mean?
It's been a couple weeks. So supposedly Hulk Hogan was involved in a case surrounding a sex tape scandal.
Yep.
And like I said, I don't know all of the information. So don't kill me if I'm not giving all information, but basically from what I heard is Hulk Hogan had slept with one of his friend's wives.
Grimy.
On camera. Yeah. First of all, let's start there.
I don't know if I want to see Hulk Hogan in a sex tape, but anyway, that's just grimy.
I'm absolutely not thinking about seeing him.
No, I definitely don't want anybody. I don't know.
I'm just saying, let's start there. Mm-hmm. What if this is you? You're married.
Yeah.
And your man's, who is a millionaire entertainer.
Yeah.
Maybe arguably one of the most popular entertainers within the genre that he works. Mm-hmm. Ever, right? This is your man's, and he fucks your wife. He's taking your wife down on camera.
Okay, that's what's grimy, nigga. It's on camera.
On camera. All right.
Even if you were grimy enough and you slept with your man's wife, don't record this shit, nigga.
My nigga, like, somebody is dying.
Oh no! Listen, I will be in jail right now, and people will understand why.
Someone has got to die.
Okay. Well, at least that nigga's gonna be in the hospital.
It's attempt murder. It's at the very least an attempt murder. Like, at the very least. You know what I mean?
Did you have intentions of going over there to whoop his ass? No. So I went over there and intentions to kill him.
Murder, right? It's Matt Barnes times 20. You know what I'm saying? So this is crazy. So the fact that this shit was on camera, but now Gawker, I think it's called Gawker Entertainment. Mm-hmm. They leaked the sex tape on Hulk Hogan because it's Hulk Hogan, right? You gotta leak that. It's Hulk Hogan.
You think when he climaxes, he says, "Oh yeah, brother."
Okay.
I had to ask.
So first of all, hold on. There's multiple things here.
Oh shit.
First of all, you're wild. Right. Mm-hmm. First of all, you took it there. Second of all, ooh yeah, is Macho Man Randy Savage. What?
Oh no, Hennessy. He says brother. He says, oh, no, he doesn't. That's pretty much Macho Man. All right, no, I wild out.
I mean, Hulk Hogan says brother, but
Hennessy privilege.
So you're kind of wilding right now.
So do you think he gave her a 24-inch python? All right. How about that? Okay.
Okay. You know what?
All right, you know what? Listen, we're done with this. I don't want to see the tape.
I just wanted to, long story short.
All right. Oh, wait. One more. So you think after he nuts, does he get, remember when he used to like pump his hands?
Okay.
He starts getting up. No. Like, there's another round coming, bitch. Oh, and then when he's there, he points at her like, yes, bitch.
Do you think before he fucks, he rips his shirt off?
Oh shit.
Okay.
I know, we're having too much fun with this shit.
Okay, you know what?
It's a serious situation.
Long story short, he won 115 mil.
115.
He won 115 mil off of this case. I want to know whether or not y'all think this is right or wrong. I can't even talk about this no more. Just tweet us. Because I'm about to fucking pass out. Just tweet us. Do y'all think he should have won that 115 mil for Gawker Entertainment leaking the video? Or do you feel like, man, fuck that. He fucked his friend's wife.
Yeah, he has to live with that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he do got to live. Karma fucking lives.
Something gonna happen.
Oh my God, man.
I mean, he lost his wife. And all that other shit. So
he is a real American.
Okay. All right. You know what?
Yo, listen.
I'm done.
Listen, we getting ready to get into The Walking Dead. For those of y'all who do not watch The Walking Dead, this is the end of the episode. We ask y'all skip to the last few minutes of this episode. We're going to play Deserve It, a new record by Sia.
Yep.
Coming off of the EP that he's dropping called The Ruler's Back.
Okay, no, this is a full mixtape.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, privileges in the system. The full mixtape called The Ruler's Back. This is your fifth mixtape?
Yeah. We can say that.
Basically, if you want to count.
Yeah,
all right.
We can say that.
So definitely go check that out. Check out officiallystreet.com. Follow us on Facebook. Ooh, I was getting ready to say something wild. Facebook.com/officiallystreet. SoundCloud.com/officially-street.
Yes.
Hit us up on those social media networks. But let's get into the Walking
Dead.
Hold
on, real quick. Recipes, Fife Dog.
Fife Dog. Oh, shit.
I wanted to say that earlier, but hey, end the episode off
with that. Yeah, we should have definitely. Yeah, nah, rest in peace, Fife Dog, for real.
Definitely.
But about The Walking Dead. This was a kind of interesting episode, but I won't say it was interesting until like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I kind of figured that it was going to be an episode that was going to be like, just from last week's previews, but they did prove us wrong towards the end of the episode. They kind of turned up. So pretty much the episode starts out and you see everybody's kind of back to like regular life.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of starts, we see, I forget this big bitch's name. And I hate to call her a big bitch, but she but she is. But she's going into the, like, the stock room and getting some I don't know, all kind of ingredients for whatever the hell. You know, the camera pans to Gabriel and Sasha patrolling one of the gates, and Morgan practicing Aikido, and Carol sitting on the bench smoking mad cigarettes.
Yeah, with the rosary still. And it kind of nothing.
Yep, and it kind of just keeps repeating that way to let the viewers know this is now what it's become. Yep. Just the same routine.
And okay, don't die. Yeah, everybody's in a routine. Like Jay pointed out, Morgan is doing his Aikido and training and all that. But they do show him, and they show what he's been building. Actually, because if you notice at the end of like each episode, they show him somewhere, you don't know where it is, he's building something, soldering shit, so on and so forth.
Right, right.
He built a jail, like just like a prison cell, I guess you could say that.
The interesting thing about this jail is it looks very much alike the jail.
Alaka.
Very much alike of how would you say this? It looks very much like the jail that he was kept in by what's the dude's name?
Anthony's gonna curse us out.
I fucking remember his name is in my head. It's like something men.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys know that the guy who pretty much like changed Morgan's life.
And oh shit! I wish I remember his name.
And had him in the jail cell that doesn't lock, so on and so forth. For some reason, I'm thinking of Oprah. I keep saying Stedman. I know it's not Stedman. So
I think it starts with an S. But anyway, let us know. We'll put this in the About Last Week
Anthony
section.
Anthony will let us know. He'll curse us out. You guys don't watch this shit.
Man, fuck Anthony.
Fuck him.
His old Robin Townsend in a grill looking ass. His old fucking
media man.
His old media man fighting the Golden Lord's ass, nigga.
Oh shit.
Out right, here reviving dogs in the middle of the street, ass nigga.
No, I'm done. I'm fucking done. Oh shit.
Oh,
so
Parenthood in the sitcom, ass nigga.
Oh, Five Heartbeats looking ass nigga. Nice like
yo, right. Oh, look, the age of 40 when he was 16, ass nigga. Anyway, we apologize.
Man, he's gonna go off, nigga.
We apologize.
We ready, nigga.
No, he's gonna lose his mind.
He's going to. So Morgan, he builds his jail cell, and Rick comes down, and you know he's like the fuck are you doing? And he pretty much says something along the lines like, well, for like in the future we have different routes that we could take. I don't remember exactly what he says, but like we have different ways that we can handle certain situations. Something like along those lines, and then like Rick's kind of just like, "All right," like he kind of just shrugs it off.
He literally was just like, "Whatever,"
you know what I mean? And like kind of just walks away. Again, you see Carol with the rosary. She looks somewhat bothered, you know. They show Rosita; she's actually rebounding with Spencer,
right?
And even with that, she doesn't look too happy about it. I guess she just wants to be with someone.
It's literally what it is. But it's literally what you just said. It's a rebound.
Yeah, but it just it looks awkward. You know what I mean?
It definitely is.
And then, you know, when they're leaving, like they show Rosita and Spencer walking somewhere, and she's going to Rosita's going to, I guess, Denise's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, he's like, yeah, so I can make you dinner and all this stuff. And she's just like, yeah, whatever. Whatever.
She's basically like, my nigga, you taking it to another.
I'm here just for the dick, and that's about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then Denise comes out, and she's like, I didn't hear what was going on with you guys' conversation.
And I think basically, you know, it's kind of weird because normally it's the woman that is more clingy.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be like, you know, male chauvinist or anything, but we also know that both of them have lost someone.
Yeah.
Now, Rosita lost Abraham emotionally and intimately, but Spencer lost his mom. And they both kind of feel that it makes a lot of sense as to why they're fucking. Because some would think, why is Rosita fucking Spencer? You know what I'm saying? Because why? Why Spencer? They never really spoke like that. They never had any history. But it makes sense because both of them have lost someone. So all it takes is for them to just get to talking.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's like we're both lonely. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Denise has an idea and wants to meet up with Darryl.
Mm-hmm. And she's talking about, Rosita's with Darryl. And she's talking about, yo, if we want to get some medicine, we can go to this place called Edison. Oh, I'm a rapper. we could go to Edison to get the medicine. Yeah, let us in.
Okay. All right. No, that last part wasn't.
Fuck around, you gonna get a sentence in. Okay.
no, I'm done with him.
Sai is walking out of the room.
I'm done. Throw my hands.
She was
up.
Like, "Yo, we could go to this place and get all the medicine that we need." Mm-hmm. And Darryl and Rosita looking at each other like, okay, that's cool." And Denise is like, "I want to go."
Yeah.
And they're like, we would rather you not. Yeah. Darryl was like, how much time have you had out in the, you know, out in the world? And she was like, none. He was like, okay, we're not taking you. Yeah. Get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit. Good idea, but we're not taking you. She's like, I'll go alone. He said, you'll die alone.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty
bitch,
much, yeah,
like, what the
alone.
Fuck? Like, we're going to keep it real here. And they just don't want to take her, but you know, eventually Denise is like, listen, I'm going with or without you guys. And they felt like, yo, we can't have it on our conscience to, you know what I mean? So they take her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they make their way out. And then all of a sudden the scene, you know, transitions to Eugene talking to Abraham. Yeah. And we haven't really seen Eugene and Abraham together much since Abraham kind of wild out.
Yeah, I thought it was weird to see them, like, walking together, let alone, like, kind of, like, talking and seem like they seem somewhat friendly, but you don't see where they're walking to at first. They're kind of like in an alley, and then they make their way into a building, and pretty much Eugene is talking a whole bunch of nonsense to Abraham, and he's telling him how he's changed, he's adapted, now become a survivor, and he said it like twice, and Abraham just like, the fuck are you talking about? pretty much, like, you see him looking at him like,
nigga said, I've adapted. I've changed, and I'm a survivor.
Abraham like,
said,
what?
No, Abraham said, keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, pretty much. And so pretty the building that they found is, I guess, a manufacturing building. And he says that we can manufacture bullets here. You know what I mean? We could kind of use it for, like, an upper hand. You know, a lot of these other groups out there, you know, they have food. They, you know, they say they have weapons. But it's like, all right, how long can that last? So if we have these bullets that we could supply to them, we kind of have a little bit of upper hand with that. So Abraham's just like, oh, shit. You know, you always was smart. You know what I mean? You did have that. So you're onto something. And he was with it. And then shit got weird because then a walker came out. And Eugene wants to prove that he's big and bad to say that he's adapted. And he's like, I got this one. I call dibs.
Okay.
And the walker has, like, I don't know if it's like a melted on helmet or maybe some type of metal fell on his head.
Yeah, what I think happened, because they're in like a forging factory or whatever, where they make metal and melt metal, whatever. I feel like the person, it's probably horrible because hopefully he didn't die this way. Hopefully he was already a walker, but it looks like melted metal literally fell on the dude's head and just, you know, solidified.
Yeah.
So it became essentially a helmet.
Mm-hmm. And Eugene is, like, trying to, like, hit him over the head. He's trying to, like, stab him.
and all this shit, and nothing works because he got fucking metal on his head.
And Gabriel's standing there, not Gabriel, I'm wild. Abraham is standing there like,
hey, nigga, you got it.
And he's like, yo, go ahead. And he's like, that's attempt number one.
Yeah.
Strike one, strike two.
And so they get into like this scuffle. He gets into a scuffle with the walker, and he's trying to reach for this weapon. And Abraham's just like watching, like, all right, man, I'm going to help out. And Eugene's like, no, I said I called dibs. Like, I got this. And in my mind, I'm like, nigga, you about to get your face bitten off.
OD.
You know what I mean? And then finally, Abraham's like, all right, man, I had enough of this shit. Walks over and kills the walker. Again, stabs him in the fucking neck.
I'm tired of it. I'm not going to lie, I'm tired of it.
I don't fucking get it, but all right, whatever. So Eugene's pissed now. He's talking reckless and talking about how Abraham's service is no longer needed. He could take care of himself. You know what I mean? He's just pretty much shitting on Abraham. And Abraham's like, all right, man, you know what? You feel that way? Fuck it, I'm out.
I just want to point out what he actually said.
Go ahead.
It kind of hurt me when he said it. Basically, Eugene was like, listen, I told you, I called dibs, all right? Mm-hmm. When a man calls dibs, that's it. He was really taking this dibs thing serious. Nah, and Abraham was like, listen, everybody has their job, all right? I have my job. You have yours. Mm-hmm. Stick to your DIY bullet manufacturing, and I'll stick to killing. Eugene was like, listen, you have outlived your usefulness to me.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That type of sentence is harsh.
Yeah.
And I think it really did hurt Abraham, too.
I think so.
Because not only does Abraham know he deserved that for damn near killing Eugene, but he knows he deserved it, but he also knows that he really had all intentions to help Eugene.
Yeah.
So that he walked out on his ass. He was like, all right. And Eugene's like, where you going? He was like, no, I'm out of here. Yeah, you find a way home. Dolo. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So then we go into the scene where Daryl and Rosita and Denise find the
Edison
pharmacy. And they go in there. You know, Rosita and Daryl break into the pharmacy area. I think it's like a convenience store and it has a pharmacy in it. They break into that area and Denise is like, all right, yeah, I'll just give you a list of things we need. And Daryl and Rosita are looking at her like,
we're gonna take
it all. What are you talking about? So, you know, while they're doing that, you hear like a couple of thumps in another room. So obviously it's a walker that's stuck in the room.
Again, I'm sitting there like, all right, Denise, goodbye.
What
happened? But
proceed. I'm just going to throw something in there. The way Denise and Eugene were acting, I'm like, these are two of the most non-physical people that want to be in the action all of a sudden. Okay. What the fuck is wrong with them? You know what I'm saying? So what does Denise do? She walks toward the fucking noise.
And what's worse is she doesn't bring it up to like Daryl or Rosita's attention. Like,
don't
hey, I'm going to go check this
anything.
Out.
Anything. She don't say, oh, by the way, going in. Nope. Walks into the fucking room. She sees the walker on the ground, kind of like, I think was the walker's legs chopped off or something?
It was broken.
It couldn't move.
It was in like a cast.
The walker couldn't
like
move. Yeah, it was in a cast. And, you know, she sees the walker on the ground. She's slowly looking around the room. She realizes like, okay, this walker is dead. She looks at the wall and it says, hush, hush, hush.
Yeah, this was
Hard to watch.
It was.
She sees hush, hush, hush as in, you know, be quiet. And she looks and she gets to a part where there's a sink and it looks like there's a baby face down in a sink full of water, which has now turned into blood. And it was tough.
Denise
saw that and like got really startled and she jumped back and ran out of the room, fucking knocked over mad glasses, caused a whole commotion. Yeah. And Daryl and Rosita are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? they looking at her like, yo.
She gets so calm. She's like, nothing
happened. I mean, that was tough to see, but
I want to point out, and it made me think, remember when they first got in there, she was looking at the pictures, and I guess that must have been the kid that was in the sink.
She saw the kids, yeah.
But I had a question, you know, I thought about it. I was like, maybe she knows this person?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, it seems like all of this is, like, all too familiar
to her.
There's
a possibility, because it's the same thing that happened with Gabriel.
Yeah,
when they were in that store and he saw the woman that was from his church.
Yeah,
so it could be something.
I thought about it because she just seemed a little too startled. I mean, I understand it's a tough thing to see, but she seemed a little too startled for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So it goes back to Daryl, and now it's now they leave basically, and they're going back home.
Yeah, so they leave Edison, and Daryl decides like, you know what? I'll roll with you guys. We could take the tracks.
Because in the beginning...
Yeah, we didn't bring that up. In the beginning, you know, when they're going to the Edison store, there's a train track, and Daryl's like, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to take the train tracks. Like, and, you know, Rosito's is like, I'm going to take the tracks because obviously it's going to be faster, which it is because by the time they meet up, like, Daryl's like just finding his way through the woods, and like, Rosita's there like, all right, man. Like, I've been waiting for a while.
Right.
You know, so Daryl's just like, you know, we had a good come up. I'm gonna follow you guys. Let's go.
Right.
And, you know, on the way, you know, they come across a car, and Denise is just like, hold on real quick. And she goes to the car, and there's a walker in there, and there's a cooler in there. And again, this is another thing that made me think, unless it's just a convenient thing, it's like, does she know this person?
Right.
I started thinking again, like, does she know this person? She knows the car. Why is she going for the cooler? Like, she must know something yet again.
Mm-hmm.
So she opens the door to get the cooler. And now, like, Daryl and Rosita are just watching her.
They told her, like, yo, it's not even worth it. Leave it alone.
It's not worth it. Leave it alone. And she's like, just goes against what they're saying. And she opens the door. She grabs the cooler. The walker jumps out on her. And, like, again, she's having this scuffle, again, in my mind. I'm like, well, here you go, bitch. You're gone.
It's over.
And they come over to help, and she's like, I got it. You know, again, kind of like Eugene.
Yeah, she, you know, she had it better than Eugene had it.
Yeah, she's like, I got it. And she finally gets the upper hand and kills it. And it's funny because her glasses comes off, and, like, immediately she throws up.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene was funny. She's like, ah, I threw up on my glasses.
Which is the worst. Because you know anybody putting them shits back on your face.
Like, nigga, hell no. Ugh. We're going to go home and sterilize this shit.
Ugh.
And so then she opens up the cooler, and it's just soda.
What do you know? And this is the same shit a couple episodes back. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is it about this fucking soda?
With the pop.
With the pop.
Pop. And it's an orange soda in there. So again, it makes me wonder, like, is she familiar with this?
What,
like,
is it about the orange soda?
How the fuck does she know that? All right, there's a cooler in there. How does she know that there's the soda that she wants in there? So I thought about it. I don't know. They didn't answer it. Maybe they will down the line. Who knows? But now, you know, she walks over. She's feeling big and bad, I guess, now, because she finally killed the walker. And
I mean, Rosita and Daryl are giving her the third degree. They're like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. You're doing all of this shit for a soda. Like, what can possibly be this important?
Yeah. And now she's just talking wild shit about, you know, yeah, survive, blah, 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 blah. And like in the middle of her rant,
she had a good rant though.
I didn't write it down. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I didn't write it down, but she was basically talking about the fact that she has been living her post-apocalyptic life in fear, not willing to go out into the world and do anything, and basically them coming and her meeting Tara basically has like opened her eyes, like yo. We have to fight. We have to go out and do what we got to do. And the fact that these people do this shit every day, she's like, yo, how could you not want to take risks when this is just what we got to do to survive? And you know we have to. And she's like, you know, if you don't take these risks, you're going to end up unhappy. And like you said, she's in the middle of her deep ass speech.
And all you see is a fucking arrow just come out of nowhere. Go through her eye. Yeah. And so she's still like, it hits her and she's just like, yeah, like, the fuck was that?
Through the back of her head, through her eye. And she's like, because if we don't, boom, arrow. Finish what we came to do. And she just falls.
And it just falls out.
Oh my God.
And then this is when shit gets real.
OD.
Because then out of nowhere, you just see a big group of people surround Daryl and Rosita.
And the crazy thing is, we know only thing in this whole fucking series that has ever had arrows is Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
And if we remember, was it last season?
I think it was the first half of this season.
Right. The dude that took Daryl's bow and arrow that Daryl could have killed.
Yes.
He took his arrow gun. Daryl's trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same guy who shoots Denise in the back of the head. And Daryl's like, yo,
I should have killed you.
And the dude was like, yeah, you should have. Now, they have Eugene hostage.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big thing to throw out there. Because
I was like, this nigga.
I'm like,
talking all that shit.
No lie, I'm thinking to myself, okay, Denise and Eugene are gonna die just like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know Eugene is gonna die. I'm thinking, I'm literally having flashbacks of the governor chopping off this dude's head,
Herschel's
head. So I'm like, damn, it's about to be a wrap for Eugene. So they're having a base, they're having a discussion like, listen, you're gonna take us to your camp, you're gonna put your guns down, and you're gonna have to oblige because we got you right now. Mm-hmm. Eugene is sitting there, he looks over to his right, and he sees Abraham hiding.
Yeah.
Behind some barrels.
Yeah. And he did he bring it up?
He said Eugene, so they kept like, talking, and Eugene was like, listen, you don't gotta worry about us. What you do gotta worry about is one of our homeboys. He didn't say homeboys, but he was like, one of our companions hiding behind those barrels over there.
Oh, nigga, when he said that, I threw my hands up. I said, oh, fuck Eugene.
I said, Eugene is just wilding at this point.
Eugene is wilding, and it actually
worked out.
Because I thought he pulled a dick move.
Okay.
Boom, boom.
Okay.
Because
you know what?
Immediately everybody like starts to scatter to go look for Abraham, and Eugene just leans over, and the guy's name is Dwight, and he bites Dwight's dick.
He gets a mouthful.
He gets a mouthful.
He gets
of
a
meat.
Mouthful.
He got a cock meat sandwich.
Okay.
All right.
Name of the episode?
Cock meat sandwich.
Name of the episode? We might have to discuss that.
It might
be. Because you know what? You are just out of fucking control. And I don't know if I can deal with you.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, he doesn't let go. And now Abraham is able to take out a few of the guys that were with Dwight.
At this point, it's actually an all-out shootout.
Yeah, and now it's just a shootout. I think Eugene got hit, like he didn't die, but he got hit in like the arm or the leg. Daryl's able to get his crossbow back.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight and all his people just kind of dispersed.
They fell back.
Yeah, they fell out.
The survivors. they picked up Denise and Eugene, somehow got both of them home.
Yeah.
And Abraham goes to see Sasha when they get back, and basically, it seems like he got the buns. He went there and he was like, listen, you have a choice. You know, it may be 30, we might be living with each other 30 years from now. And, 30 years from now may not be long enough. And, she was just like, come inside.
Yeah.
And
so
that's probably exactly what he did, if you get where I'm going. If you get where I'm going. That's exactly what he did.
All right. Okay.
Now,
now you see,
Carol and Daryl get together.
I won't lie. Right here, I got an ounce of hope. Even though I know Carol was messing with this dude.
Something was gonna happen.
I was like, yo, Carol. You know, with the Daryl. No, not Daryl. It's Daryl.
Carol and Daryl.
Yeah, Carol and Daryl. I was like, oh shit! I almost even went to hashtag this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're burying
Denise, and they're still talking, and it's just like Carol, you just see that she's tired of this shit, man. She's just really tired of it. And at the end of the episode, you see the dude that she was having a little bit of a relationship with. You see he has a letter.
Mm-hmm.
He opens the letter, and it's basically from Carol. Her narrative is basically saying like, I'm just kind of tired of this.
Yeah.
Rick put me out at one point because I was, I wasn't worthy, and I had to do a lot of things on my own. I came back, and I've had to do a lot of things with everybody, and I'm just over it.
Yeah.
And if I stay here, I'm going to have to kill for you guys, and I'm done. I'm done with it. And she was like, don't try to find me. I'm going to be good. So Carol has left again.
Again, I had a question. Again, we won't find this out until later on, but it made me think, maybe we'll see Carol again, and maybe she might be a savior.
You never know.
Or she might mix with another group.
No. My whole thing is she's gonna run into drama.
She has to.
No matter what.
She has to. And they don't know her face because nobody really got to see her from the previous episodes. But they're gonna ask questions.
I'm at the point where it's like some shit. I'm at the point where it's like, do the wolves even exist anymore? You know,
that's another thing. Like, because I tell you what, I forgot all about Dwight.
I forgot about the wolves. I forgot about Dwight too.
I forgot about Dwight. Like when Dwight popped up, I'm like, why does this nigga look familiar?
All right.
And then like once he said it was Dwight, and then when Daryl was like, I should have killed you, I was like, ah, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember now.
So at the end of the episode, we see everybody in the same routine that we saw in the beginning of the episode. Only difference is we no longer see Eugene taking patrol because Eugene is now shot. Mm-hmm. So I think it's Tara or somebody, Rosita, somebody taking patrol for him.
It was Rosita because they had that awkward stare down.
Right.
With Sasha.
Her and Sasha. And, you know, all the way back to Morgan doing his Aikido. And he looks over at the bench where Carol normally is sitting, smoking her cigarettes. And there's no Carol. It's just a swinging bench, mad cigarettes on the bench. And you see Morgan looking at the bench like, damn.
Yep.
I know she's gone. And it poses the question, is Morgan going to go after her?
That's another thing I thought about. Because it's like, I think he feels responsible for her. And I guess he wants her to kind of understand his lifestyle. So maybe he wants to like fully bring her over, bring her back. And maybe they could change, you know what I mean, as a group. You know what I mean? I guess you just don't know.
I don't know, man.
I had a lot of questions at the end of the episode that I'm hoping gets answered. But yeah, it ended up being dope towards the end of the episode.
The last 20 minutes was lit.
Yeah. I won't lie. Like, I was watching the episode and I was just like, all right, man, I guess. And then once that hour went through her eye, I'm like, oh,
yo,
shit.
Everything went crazy. Yeah, right? This bitch really caught an arrow through the eye. Yeah. Somebody said somebody needs to take her good eye and give it to Carl.
Give it to Carl.
Oh, my
God. I did see that.
God.
That's grimy.
Listen,
that's
on that note, check out OfficiallyStreet.com, Facebook.com/OfficiallyStreet, SoundCloud.com/Officially-Street. I'm J Omega. That's at J Omega. The letter S, the letter O.
Go ahead. My
on every social media network.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. If you're on SoundCloud, please like, comment, share. Or even if you're using the podcast app on your iPhone, you know, tell a friend, so on and so forth. Make sure you guys rate the podcast. Shout out to Russ Face from Grime Lords. He left us a review. Shout out to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, shout out to Russ Face and the Grime Lords.
So definitely, you guys, you know, follow suit, man. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. Please feel free to email us. Email us.
You sound like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Email us. Who you calling a pinhead? All right. Okay, Larry.
Listen, y'all know where to follow me. Sire, where can they follow me?
It's Sire SO on all social media. That's SYERSO. And Snapchat is Sire_SO.
Listen. Thanks for listening to episode 32. And we will see y'all next week.
Tonight I'm trying to spend it. Catch me running through these bands though. Money in my pockets, never stepped up out the bando. Money flying, let the fan blow. Couple grand or so. Saving never been the plan, bro. I've been the man, ho. My nigga, why wait? Hate me, say it to my face. I'm trying to do better than cop that I-8. Stunting in my nature, boy, feeling like Ric Flair. They making money over there, bitch, where? We celebrating, sipping on that Bel Air. We don't compare, nah, it ain't fair. See, we don't resort to violence, more concerned about resorts and islands. Please watch who you eyeing, don't find out who you trying. Beard grown like I'm from Philly. Shorty shake that thing, I throw a few billies. Beef my arm swinging like 2 milli. For me to sign, we gonna lean like 2 milli. Bottles popping, cause I've been working. Bad bitches flocking, cause I've been working. We smiling and they hurting, cause we've been working. I'ma live this life, cause I deserve it. I've been working. I'ma live this life, cause I deserve it. I've been working. I'ma live this life, cause I deserve it. I'ma pour me another one. I'ma her another one. Talking reckless like they don't know where I am from. They say they living life, I can't tell, man. No. All the years I've been at it, I never felt, fam. No. Attire all black like we in spell, man. Okay. They call all white like mayo, I'll give them hell, man. Celebrating, dabbing like we can. Get nasty, ma. Do it for the man.
Let's go.
Open up. Show me what you can. Later on, you could do it on the can. So all my niggas with me, we shared dinners. Now let us through the gates. We some breadwinners. You do what you want when you pop it. We got it now. We not stopping.
No.
Nah, that ain't an option. All eyes on me like Tupac and shit. We gonna blow this money and they watching this. Either run with us or you can take a seat. Either way, you gonna watch us eat. Bottles popping, cause I've been working. I've been working. Bad bitches flocking, cause I've been working. I've been working. We smiling and they hurting, cause we've been working. We've been working. I'ma live this life, cause I deserve it. I deserve it. I've been working. I've been working. I'ma live this life, cause I deserve it. I deserve it. I've been working. I've been working. I'ma live this life, cause I deserve it. I'ma pour me another one. I'ma roll me another one. She got her another one. Talking reckless like they don't know where I am from.